In the case of a stairwell that's open from the ground floor to a second floor, Rav Huna said if it has one entrance, it needs one mezuzah. If it has two entrances, it needs two mezuzahs. Rav Papa said we can learn from this a large room that has four entrances would need four mezuzahs. In fact, Rav Pshita that this room would need four mezuzahs. The chiddush is that this is so even if one of the entrances is the one that's used most of the time. So Rav Vaita Amema said an entrance that is at a corner of the house, it's diagonally across the corner, it's chayv to have a mezuzah. Rav Ashi asked, but there's no side post to such an entrance. Amema said the walls are the side posts. Rav Papa went to Mar Shmuel's house and saw an entrance that only had one side post on the left side, and yet it had a mezuzah. Yes, you must have done this according to Rav Meir, who says that an entrance with even one side post must have a mezuzah. But however, Rav Meir only says that when the side post is on the right side, not was on the left side. How do we know that the mezuzah has to be on the right side? If Mar Brisa says, is dashed with the word beisecho, which Rabbi explains that it teaches that just like when someone walks, your biasecho, the way you're walking in, the way you're moving, you begin with your right foot. So too, the right side of the entrance is the place for the mezuzah. Rav Shmuel Barach, in the name of Rabbi Bar Ula, said in front of Rav Papa, it's based on the pasuk that gives primacy to the right side of the entrance. What's the ruling of our mayor for it that we just discussed before? If Mar Brisa says if a house has only one side post, our mayor says it's chayiv to have a mezuzah, and the Rabbanan say it's potter. The Rabbanan say the pasuk says mezuzois, plural. The view of our mayor is as found in a Brisa. Brisa says Rav Shmuel says the pasuk says mezuzois, which means two. The pasuk later again says mezuzois, which is not needed to teach it has to be two side posts because that was learned from the earlier pasuk. Therefore, we have an inclusion followed by an inclusion, which means it comes to exclude. And therefore, it teaches that even one side post is chayiv in mezuzah. Rabbi Akiva says the pasuk regarding the Yidden Mitzrayim says v'al shtei hamezuzois. Why is the word shtei needed? Rather, it comes to teach that any other mention of mezuzois means even one. Zakhmar Avaita Abraisa says the pasuk of uchsav tom would lead one to think that the parsha should be written on the stones of the house. However, there's a gzer shav on the word ksiva from a get that teaches that just like a get is written on a sefer, so two mezuzahs should be written on a sefer on kalaf. Maybe we should instead learn the gzer shav from the writing of the stones of the when the Yidden entered Eretz Yisrael, and we should say that just like over there was written onto the stone, the parsha's mezuzah should also be written onto the stones of the house. We compare it to the writing of the get because that's something that applies to all generations, just like a mezuzah, rather than comparing it to writing on the stones that happened only at that time, that one point in history. We learn from a pasuk that it must be written in black ink. Rav Acha, the son of Rav Yisravashi, a pasuk says al mezuzois, which suggests it should be written onto the house itself. And you, Darshan, makes more sense to say it should be written on a sefer like a get. He answered the first pasuk says uchsav tom, and we Darshan to mean a complete writing, which is done on a sefer, and then al mezuzois it should be put onto the doorpost. Once we have uksav, then why do we need a gzeir shava? If tomorrow without the gzeir shava, we would think to write it on the stone, which should then be attached to the house. Kamash Mulan, no. Mishnah then said, Abra Pasha Shibit Tefillin. In fact, it's obvious that a missing letter would make it possible, so why does Mishnah need to say that? And if tomorrow, Behuda name Rav said, this teaches that if even the point of a yud is missing, it's possible. In fact, that's also Pshita. And if tomorrow, rather, it's to teach the other ruling of Behuda name of Rav, that each letter must be surrounded on all four sides by clear parchment, meaning it can't be connected to the next letter. So Gemara Vayta Raises regarding Tefillin says the Psukim say Litotafayis three times, once written in plural, twice written in the singular, but all read in the plural, which teaches us that the Tefillin must have four compartments based on the written form. This is the view of Rabbi Shmuel. Rabbi Kiva says we don't have to come onto that drasha. Instead, he learns the four compartments of the Tefillin from the word Toitafayis. The word Tat means two in Kaspi, and the word Fais means two in the African language. So I'm right there, Bryce says, we would think that the parasha should be written on four hides and put into four compartments that are also made of four hides. The pasuk therefore says, Ulzikaroin beinecho, teaching there should be one remembrance. To fulfill both psukim, we write the parashas on four hides and we put them into four compartments that are made from one hide. If all the parashas were written on one hide and each parasha is put into a separate compartment while the parashas are still attached on the bottom, he's yoitze, but he has to leave space between the compartments. This is the view of Rebbe. The Chum hold, he does not need to leave space, but all agrees Zakh Gemara that there must be a string between each apartment. If the grooves between the compartments are not noticeable, it's possible. So I'm going back there. Brisa says, how are tefillin written? For the arm tefillin, he writes all the parashiyos on one hide, but if he wrote them on separate hides and then put them into one compartment of the arm tefillin, is yaitza. However, Rabbi Yehuda says that he must attach the hides before putting them in, based on the pasuk of v'haya l'chol li'ois al yadcha, just as there's only one compartment, it should also be only one hide that's inside of it. Rabbi Yehuda says he doesn't have to attach them, he can still be yaitza. Rabbi says, Rabbi Yehuda agrees with me that if someone doesn't have arm tefillin but has two head tefillin, he should cover one of them with a piece of leather to make it look like it's one compartment and then put it on his arm. But this seems to be the point of Machlekes. How can you say that Rabbi Yehuda agrees with him? And from what Rava said, we see from here that Rabbi Yehuda retracted his view and holds that the parshiyos would not need to be attached to be yaitzim. We find that Rabbi Hanani named Rabbi Yechon and says that one may use an arm tefillin for head tefillin, but not the reverse because we don't demote in level. levels of Kedusha. And if the Rabbi Yechon was discussing tefillin that was already used as head tefillin, Rabbi Yossi is discussing tefillin that were never used. So Gemara Vayta, Braisa says, what's the order of the parshias? Samara says, Kaddish Li, V'hoye Ki V'yacho, those are on the right, and Shema, V'hoye Shemaya are on the left. In fact, another Braisa says the reverse. Abaya answered, they both agree. One is talking about from the perspective of the reader of the Parshias, and one is talking about from the perspective of the one who's putting on the tefillin. According to both, it's done in the order that they appear in the Torah. Rechanan, the name of Rav, said, if one changed the order of the Parshias, it's possible. Abaya said, that's only if you switched an inner Parsha for an outer Parsha. Let's say you switched one for two, or three for four. However, if you switch the inners, or you switch the outers, it's not a problem. Rav argued and said that in all these cases, the tefillin would be puzzle.